Hey there, it's Ray Hignan. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Hignan, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, team building, mindset, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. All right, so today's question is, it's another one from Chris Nucci. He asked quite a few questions. And by the way, guys, you know, we have thousands of people that listen to these podcasts every single day, we hardly get any questions. So I do get a chance to answer most questions that are sent to me. Hey, if you want my time for free, hit me with a question on Twitter. I'm more than happy to answer it. All right. So today's question, again, comes from Chris Nucci. When is the best time in your network marketing career to invest in personal coaching? Good question. Let me share with you what I think is not the best time. Not the best time, in my opinion. And you know what? It ranges. I should really clarify this. If you're just not doing what you know you should be doing, okay? If you're not, you know, if you're wanting to lose weight and you're not showing up to the gym, okay? If you're wanting to build a network marketing business, but you're not prospecting, okay, same kind of element, then you might want to consider hiring and go and finding someone that'll help you with accountability. We do have accountability coaches that are, you know, in my opinion, pretty affordable. We do have accountability coaches. If you wanted to connect with one of them, you could go to rayhignan.com, click the Work With Me tab, and just fill out your information. But let me be very clear. Here's where I see people go wrong, all right? I see people go wrong by hiring a coach and they're not in action at all and they think that that coach is going to fix all problems. That's a problem, okay? You know, the best time to hire a coach, in my opinion, the best time, and this is the difference between like an accountability coach and like a strategy coach. See, I'm like a strategy coach. I'm not an accountability coach, but we have accountability coaches that we have trained because I see the need in the marketplace. I'm a strategy coach. So if someone is not in action and they hire a strategy coach, there's a good chance that not much is going to change, okay? You need to be in action before you hire a strategy coach. So we hire strategy coaches all the time. I don't have an accountability coach because I don't need it. I'm fired up on a daily basis to do the things I know I should do each and every day. I don't need someone to hold me accountable or to push me or motivate me or anything like that. And so, you know, that's, I just want to make that distinction. So understand the difference between accountability coach and a strategy coach. You should not hire a strategy coach when you aren't taking enough action. So there's my answers for you. I gave you some distinctions that probably will rattle a few cages there. Hope you got benefit. We'll talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.